miss any of the show? You can get Sheeman and Shepherd all the time with Sheeman and Shepherd On Demand. Available on 99.3ESPN.com and iTunes. This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN, and the 99.3 ESPN app on a Thursday. Good tune, Chris. Finally. Took half the show.
Finally? What are you talking about?
It's got a nice rhythm.
Who's humming?
Pete always hums and sings, and he ruins it every time, but I don't say anything. Try to be polite.
Who sings this?
Robin Schultz,
right. That's the same last name as the maker of the helmet that AB wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Schultz. Something like that.
Taco Shell texting in. Tacos lie. Are made with tortillas, not shells.
Yeah. All right. Well, I got some more texts I want to read. We got in a discussion about that because a guy died in a taco eating contest in a minor league baseball game. So it is sports related. So there.
What were in the tacos?
Well,
that's another thing.
I want to read.
Oh, you're
going
to go some low grade beef for a taco eating.
Well, how much grease? I mean, you know. But what else was on it? Was it just one of the? If it was taco eating, it was probably. If it's God, it's probably just like meat and cheese.
All right, I'll recap some of this here in just a second. But if we, I know what's going to happen.
Oh,
hold on. I know what's going to happen.
Rick Astley fan, where are those tacos from? They look spectacular.
But see, and that's how you do it. See, you got to have the other layer underneath.
They're soft.
They're soft,
they're
but open, they're toast. But they're toasted
with lime.
Right.
I like that. That's the
with
way
cilantro
be.
And onion.
Uh-huh. And what's on it?
Cilantro.
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 Did I get it wrong?
Entro. Cilantro.
Okay.
You
cilantro.
Say tomato. You say potato. Good I say grief. Spud.
Time now for Sports Center update. Here's
the rundown. High school football is back on tonight. Bishop Vereaux taking on Laidley will happen at Vereaux. We don't know who's officiating the game, but it will happen. As for the other high school football games going on tomorrow night in Lee County, those games are still off as of now. We've got five schools selling beer and wine in the SEC this year after Vandy AD Malcolm Turner made an announcement. And tonight on 99.3 ESPN, Cardinals hosting the Raiders at 7:30.
Thank you very much for that. I want to read some of these texts before we get back into football. Mr. Know-It-All says four soft tacos. In fact, we got to update we got two questions on the Twitter poll. Four soft shell tacos and a Corona sound pretty good. Absolutely right. Let's see.
Well, the soft shells, you know, just make sure they're toasted. There's nothing worse than, a non-toasted soft shell taco. Well, you got to have the texture.
Got into a debate whether soft shell or hard shell is better or how to do it. Locker room junk checking in with this one off the board. Says Roses and Bedroom Guy uses slices of Wonder Bread for his taco shells. That's pretty good. Jingle Bells has all these rules for Chris. I haven't had time.
But he's right.
He's
absolutely right. Yeah, hold on. Let me find it real quick. Okay, here we go. Personal rules for taco joints. Must have a La Liga game on behind the bar. That's Spanish.
Soccer?
Yeah, Spain soccer.
Oh, the league.
Although a good Liga MX. Yeah, they are the Mexican league.
Yeah.
That also would suffice. Must have two corn tortillas stack.
Okay.
Soft, obviously.
Sure.
I must be the only person who speaks English. Everyone else must look at me like, what is this gringo doing here?
I like that.
And the taco must have meat, cilantro, onions only, maybe a slice of lime, some grilled veg on the side as well with some homemade salsa.
All right, very good.
Also known as pico.
Chris mentioned as we were flying out the last hour that he had Sloppy Joe's last night. It reminded me of the Manwich commercials when we were kids.
Yep.
And asked if he ever had one. Sarasota Charles on board says a sandwich is lunch, a Manwich is a meal. That was their logo and their commercial in the 1970s.
And all it was a lot of... It really wasn't great for you. It was just a lazy way of making a sloppy Joe. It didn't include you had to have your own beef. It was just the sauce that you added to it,
which
was loaded with crap.
Lots
to be
of salt,
with you.
Probably.
And lots of sugar.
Hoosier in Naples says, if you had to give up one food forever, tacos or pizza, what would it be? I got to have pizza in my life.
Yeah, that's
tough, that would hurt.
I'll tell
I'm
you
not
now,
giving
though,
up either. I'm not playing
the contrarian, not playing
game.
The role. I like it. It's a good question.
And I can't believe you guys missed Poet's text.
What'd he say?
Nice to hear us talking about tacos instead of nuts.
Roger's a bedroom guy firing back. I'm a potato bread guy, not Wonder.
Ooh. Wow.
I think Wonder Bread gets a bad rap.
Why?
Why is it getting a bad
rap? I just think that there's a place in society for Wonder Bread.
If you're three.
No, I disagree with that. Absolutely not. A good turkey sandwich on a slice of Wonder Bread, it's good.
What about Sunbeam? They still make that?
I don't know. I haven't bought pure white bread like Wonder Bread because it's so processed in years.
I just buy wheat bread.
I like whole wheat bread or maybe a marble rye.
And before that wheat bread fad, I used to hate. I don't like rye at all.
Not at all.
I hate rye
not
bread.
Not even a little bit.
First on a ever, good ham and mustard?
Nope.
Oh, come on.
Nope.
I'll eat it, but I don't care for it. I'll take my wheat bread.
By the way, Beefarino checking. You remember when Kramer fed the horse Beefarino?
Oh, yeah.
That didn't turn out too well. Fitz Baltimore says you got to have pickles on your sloppy Joe. I agree, but not cheese.
No.
I've seen people do that before.
Cheese?
I've seen it done. I don't like it.
No. Are there no rules anymore?
It's anarchy.
There's no ethics. Unbelievable.
239 just blew my mind. Taco pizza.
I've seen that. I've seen people do that. I've seen
bingo.
People do that. But, yep.
All right. So let's pivot to actual sports here, because next hour we've got Rick Harrow on. We'll talk some sports business, and I think very seriously, if nothing changes, we may do a twin spin on the Adam Fisher conversation we had about the referees in high school football here. But what I wanted to add to the story I found that our girl Jenna wrote for the Buccaneers yesterday. What I miss.
Wonder Bread, not all of us have Beasley money. We buy the store brand white bread instead. Is Wonder Bread snooty?
Is it expensive?
I didn't think so. I thought it was cheap bread.
No, Wonder Bread, Sunbeam, are always those brands are always going to be a little more expensive. It's just like if you get cereal, you compare it
to like the Pepperidge Farm oatmeal one.
Well, that's expensive.
That's expensive bread. I thought Wonder Bread. I was expensive. Living on.
No, but it's like, you know, if you buy a box of Cheerios, it's going to be, you know what, $3.75, $4. If you buy the generic box of Publix Cheerios, it's like $2.59.
Rabid Buckeye fan, Honey Bank ham and turkey on a Hawaiian roll after Thanksgiving. Yes, if you want to slightly toast that with some melted cheese. Speaking of Buckeye fan. Real quick, yesterday you guys announced that you're copywriting the word
Buckeye fan
for the Ohio State. Well, Michigan fan has an answer to you. They are going to copyright the word of, as in University of Michigan. So take that, Buckeye.
Yeah, well, they already countered with that because what they did is they had the red of 16 of. And then 18 on the, is it 16 on the left and 18 on the right?
You have
lost.
Spam.
You have lost 16 of the last 18.
I like spam. You grill it, not grill it, but you fry it in a pan.
I've never had spam in my life.
Really?
I have. I may have had it once.
On purpose.
It's big in Hawaii.
I thought it was.
I'm fine with spam.
I thought it was like super low.
Spam is used in Hawaii.
Low end, low class meat.
Yeah, but I mean.
Spam in Hawaii is.
It's a step above dog food. I haven't eaten spam.
That's not true. No.
Really?
No, so is McDonald's, but I'm sure you've had that.
Not in a while.
They don't advertise on us, do they?
What's with that veggie burger at Burger King?
I've heard it's good.
I haven't.
I've heard it's good,
I
and
haven't.
I got to be honest
What's
with
it called
you guys?
Again? Like it's
the
got a
natural
name.
Something.
No. It's got a weird name. Like, what is it called? It's the Burger King veggie burger.
No, it's a burger without the meat. Or it's
not even veggie burger.
I've heard it's good, and I got to tell you guys, I've opened my horizons, if you will. Yeah. Broaden my horizons.
Yeah.
A black bean burger is pretty good.
I've had a black bean burger.
Oh, Impossible Whopper. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's called Impossible.
So I think it's just like their version of a black bean burger.
Which is fine.
I've had a black bean burger, and then I thought, wow, I really should have had a real burger. It wasn't bad, but I mean, what's the point?
No, but if you're like right now, and I don't like to go public with this anymore because I have gone public with it so often, but I'm in week two of not a diet, but I'm eating a little bit healthier, and a black bean burger, a little salsa on top, some sliced avocado, delicious.
I'm looking at how this is made.
Yeah, what's in it?
Well, you got the tomato, lettuce, pickle, onion thing.
Yeah.
Ketchup. A patty made from plants. That's what they... Flame grilled.
Uh-huh.
What plants?
Well, I don't know.
What plants?
New Hoosier in Naples says, Craig, you never had a Doritos taco or a Spam. You're living in... I just lost it. Just
Your own little shell.
My own little shell. I know.
I've only had Spam like once, but I'm telling you, Hawaii, it's huge. It's used in a lot of their cooking.
I'll tell you what's an underrated lunch meat.
What?
Bologna.
I agree.
Fried bologna?
Fried bologna sandwich is delicious.
Fried bologna with breakfast is delicious.
Oh, it's really good.
Who has bologna for breakfast?
No, but when you fry bologna, it comes and that smell, it's like bacon.
In
almost.
Lieu of bacon, you're frying bologna?
Have you never had,
I need to loan you some money, for God's sakes?
No, but in a pinch, you never had fried bologna with bread. What's the difference?
Never.
Never. Why? Had fried bologna?
Bologna's with a lunch meal.
You never had fried bologna?
Yeah, I have. Not for breakfast. It's a lunch.
With eggs
but
and
you've
toast.
Had fried bologna, so you could see where it would pair nicely with eggs.
Absolutely.
And
it's delicious.
In my house, I pay for the bacon.
I'm saying in a pinch.
You bring home the bacon.
If you don't have it. Well, none of that turkey bacon nonsense.
That crap is terrible.
I don't like
There's
it.
There's no fat.
I don't like it.
It's why bacon is good, because of the fat.
It's been a long time since I've had it. It's not that bad.
Horrendous.
I'm not having bologna for
Give
breakfast,
me a black bean
though.
Burger you, over you, turkey why, bacon why, any day why, of the week.
No way.
What Look do you mean up. You're not having it for breakfast? Did you ever have hash for breakfast?
Yes.
What's in hash?
Potato.
And what else?
What, butter, onion, what?
You ever heard of restaurants that have corned beef hash for breakfast?
I've never, no, I don't.
What
do
you mean, no? It's in every restaurant.
Yeah, I don't have it. I have regular.
I know, but I'm saying it's corned beef.
Or there's some restaurants that put a little sour or cream cheese in it with it. It's delightful.
Yeah, but fried bologna for breakfast with eggs, there's no.
Every day that I've been on this earth, today's the first day I've ever heard of anybody saying they had bologna for breakfast.
Fried bologna with breakfast is, sometimes I wonder the bubble that you must have, like in the Wizard of Oz.
Here's my bubble for breakfast. I'll have some sausage. I'll have some sausage links or patties.
Oh, yeah.
I'll have some bacon. No, yeah. I'm not going to bologna. What's next? Turkey lunch meat on the grill for breakfast?
No.
It's ridiculous.
Fried bologna with breakfast is fine. It's just as good as bacon.
No, it's not just as good as bacon.
Good
That's
bacon.
False.
Well, it's very good. Fried bologna with breakfast is done. How about in a fried bologna on an egg sandwich? Absolutely. That's done all the time.
A delight.
Never
Absolutely
had it.
Done all the time. Try it.
Why?
Yeah, bacon on a sandwich.
So your bacon, do you like it a little under or a little overcooked?
I don't like it over.
Crispy. I don't like it soft because I'm afraid it's not cooked.
I like it medium.
Because this.
I do like a little.
If it doesn't like crumble in your hands, it's not cooked long enough.
I don't like
crumble?
I don't like it.
What do you like it blackened?
No, that's not me.
Borderline burnt.
No.
Yeah. I want a good crisp.
What I don't want it is I don't want it undercooked because it'll get salmonella with pork.
No, you're right. But I mean, if you're buying a good high end quality bacon, which I think you have to do, I know it's expensive. I mean, it's real expensive down here, which is going to run you $10, maybe more. You know, to crush that like Chris and make it crumble like bacon bits. That's a sin.
I'm with Mr. Negative on this one. A good thick-cut Applewood smoked bacon. That's delightful.
I
that's
couldn't agree
take that
more.
Above bologna
well,
any day
I'm talking about
breakfast.
In a pinch.
I've never been in a pinch.
If you had fried bologna on an English muffin, toasted this mushroom beautifully with a fried egg and it's cheese on top, you would love it.
If I'm in a pinch for breakfast, I'll do what I had. I'll have a bowl of Cheerios.
Like, you're acting like it's, like it's crap. I mean... A fried bologna egg sandwich is very popular. That is not...
Bologna's for three-year-olds.
239 checking in. Ah, sports radio.
At its finest.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. Like, go look at the headlines on ESPN right now. I'm sorry. It's not interesting.
All right, I do have this thing to get to here.
Oh, hold on. Let's run through these headlines.
DeMarcus Cousins.
Oh, DeMarcus Cousins.
Yeah.
ACL.
Yeah, let's talk basketball.
Dumbass McGregor hits somebody in a Dublin bar. Okay, what else is
Ooh,
new?
Landry Jones, first quarterback to sign with the XFL.
Yeah.
Hey!
Bama fan who killed the Auburn trees not paying up, which we will get to that.
Yeah, I still got to get to that.
Harvey
yeah.
Updike.
So he's not been paying after all this?
No, he was ordered to pay, what, $80,000 or $800,000?
I have it here. Hold on.
It was
on.
An eight, and he's paid back like $5,000
yeah.
and missed multiple payments.
Nailed it. He doesn't have it. Clown face. Face it. He's a clown face.
Yeah, I mean.
You just don't go around just killing trees in a.
No, it wasn't. Wood? It was that tree.
Would you have done that, Chris, if he had asked you?
No.
You'd have peed on it.
Yeah.
973, my radio has a first name. It's O-S-C-A-R.
I haven't had bologna in a while. Now I'm kind of craving it.
I haven't had it since I was five.
Oh, stop it for that nonsense. As if what, roast beef and turkey or you know, it's all processed meat anyways. All sorts of crap and everything.
Bologna's one step above a hot dog. You know what goes in there.
No, I don't watch that documentary. Well, I like hot dogs too much.
Bologna's the same thing as
I like
hot
dogs.
It's just
too much.
Bigger.
Okay.
Just sliced. All right. Our friend of the program, Jenna Lane, writing a nice piece on ESPN.com. Remember when Gerald McCoy, you know, he was kind of in limbo with his situation, but the Buccaneers were going to let him go, and they did. By the way, where'd he end up?
That
like
was
Tennessee?
That was a money issue, though. And it was, that was
no, it was in Carolina.
Carolina, that's right.
But that was the money. Yeah, he got signed immediately.
Well, remember, he talked about coming back and signing on his last day, maybe being a Buccaneer and retiring a Buck and being in the Ring of Honor someday. And he's made, like, what, six Pro Bowls. He's had a nice career, but he never made the playoffs. And we've largely forgotten about him ever since. Well, then Warren Sapp spoke.
Yeah.
And Warren Sapp says McCoy's not even close to being a Bucs legend. There's no way he should be on the Ring of Honor. It's absolutely ridiculous. He won no playoff games. He doesn't have any rings like I do.
He said he's a nice guy. Nice guys finish last, and that's why his jersey gets worn by Sue.
And that was the other part of it, because Ndamukong Suh's now wearing the number 93. Yeah, Warren Sapp having none of it. You know,
as opposed to being a big jackass like Warren Sapp.
See, here's the thing. I don't like Warren Sapp as a human
being. I liked
him
at the U, and then I hated him when he got. But I told you.
But I think he's absolutely right on this. I don't think of McCoy as an all-time Buck.
No, I agree.
And I think McCoy thinks of himself as an all-time Buck. I think he does. But I don't know. Life goals. I'm going to fight Craig. I can't wait for the Packers to beat the Lions this year.
Sarasota Charles, everyone listening today is detouring to the store and leaving with tacos, bologna, pizza, spam, and sloppy joe. It's going to be one hell of a dinner.
Sloppy Joe, sloppy joe. Yeah.
Chris lunch Farley. Lady.
No, well, yes.
He was the lunch lady.
He was the lunch
lady. It was lunch lady.
Adam Sandler sang the song.
It sounds like an Adam Sandler song to me.
Yeah. That's all he's good for.
Chris Farley?
Adam Sandler. Yeah, not a fan.
Of Adam Sandler?
No, I liked the songs.
You're just a contrarian. No, you're just saying that to get the texters riled
no,
up.
No, he's a New England guy. He's from New Hampshire. I've never cared for him. It's not personal.
He is a regular on Radio Row during the Super Bowl. I think I've interviewed Adam Sandler every year.
It's a great interview. You're
well,
right.
He's always got a movie coming out to promote.
But, I mean, you know, Jack and Jill. I mean, come on.
That was hilarious.
A lot of his movies are terrible.
How many movies has he done with Drew Barrymore? It's all the same. Mm. In fact, one of the movies is about being the same. It was the same.
Oh, the movie That's My Boy. That's My Boy.
No,
Donnie Berger.
No, not that one.
Oh man, he knocks up his
Nicky,
his middle school math teacher when he's 13 years old. Andy Samberg's his kid goes back. Oh, great movie.
Just not a fan.
Well, Pete, you don't like Joy.
Yes, I do. I love all these other comedians. He doesn't do it for me on the whole. I know he's had some other more serious roles that are kind of comedy.
Like Spanglish?
No, like comedy dramas where I think he's much better. Skyline Pete, get off the show. Sandler is a god and everything he does. No, he's not.
Yes.
Small don't G. Give me.
Thank you.
Don't give me Sandler
Eight
as a god.
Crazy nights.
Give me something great about Jack and Jill, where he plays a transvestite and his own sister, and little freaking Nicky. This two right off the bat.
Little Nicky is excellent.
Oh please,
excellent.
Jack and Jill. That is the most horrible movie.
All right, I'm not
going to
defend Jack and Jill anymore.
Ever made
because it wasn't great.
What was the Jewish Christmas song? Or
Eight Crazy
Hanukkah,
Nights.
Hanukkah song that he sang on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, Eight Crazy Nights was the cartoon that went along with.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the Hanukkah song.
The Hanukkah song is pretty good. I like that back in the day.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, he does some good. The songs I love. Those parodies are great.
Grown Ups?
Grown Ups was good. I like Grown Ups. I didn't see the second one. I like Grown Ups. He just doesn't like fun.
Thank you.
Yeah,
that's not true. Texters is all you're doing.
I like Happy Gilmore and I like Grown Ups. But there's other movie. A lot of his other movies I don't like. I actually love those two movies.
What was this guy's?
The Bob Barker scene is as classic
hilarious.
As it gets.
Hilarious.
I mean, that's as classic.
What
as
was this? What was this guy's text name that texted in? You're dead to me if you don't like salmon. A wife dates your employee. It was such a long title that we cut it off. Did his wife date his employee and then he fired him or something? I can't remember. I vaguely remember the story, but that's how he got his nickname.
Peach Kryptonite, have you ever played a round of golf without quoting Happy Gilmore? I quote more Caddyshack than Happy Gilmore because I've only seen Happy Gilmore a couple times, and really the only scenes I remember are the Bob Barker scene and when he went running up to the tee box and hit the ball.
I never play a round of golf with at least once going no when I putt.
That's Caddyshack, exactly.
That's Caddyshack.
Yeah, Caddyshack is classic.
It is a classic. All right.
Blows Happy Gilmore out of the water.
239.
Big Daddy.
370 ESPN.
Yeah.
Here's one that agrees with you. 239. Pete is right. Yeah. Sandler sucks. Fact.
I don't think he sucks. I don't think he sucks.
Big Daddy?
I don't care for
hilarious.
A lot of his movies.
Waterboy? Bobby Boucher?
Yeah. I couldn't get into that one either. I need to watch that one again.
The Waterboy?
I need to watch that one again. That's one of those where I just don't remember it because yeah. Yeah, I think that one I probably would like. But
all right,
it's hard to watch him in a movie after Jack and Jill. Thank God they paid for that rubbish. Who else is in that?
Mr. Deeds is great.
Big. Oh Lord!
All right, when we come back, I'm going to try hard to pivot back to sports. 5 o'clock, we got Rick Horro. And, again, more on the latest from the high school football referee situation. What?
Just some of these movies. I forget about. I eat pieces of
Wedding
crap
Singer.
Like you for breakfast. You eat pieces of crap for breakfast.
Wedding Singer, that wasn't bad either. I can deal with that one.
I think I've absolutely lost control of the show.
Yeah,
and you two are gone tomorrow.
The Longest Yard!
Oh, that remake.
That was great!
That remake is an insult. The original with Burt Reynolds. It's not even close.
Cheeseburger Eddie?
I'm sorry. It's an insult to the original.
Absolutely.
I never saw the original.
Oh, the original
was in the
70s. Classic.
Well, Burt Reynolds was in this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
He was.
He was.
So he was obviously fine with it, or he was looking for a payday.
I was so embarrassed for that entire movie when I watched it. I was disgusted.
Oh, gosh. I went to the...
So bad.
Went to the theater opening night to watch that movie.
Really?
Yeah.
By yourself?
No, with a group of friends.
Oh, yeah. The original is a classic.
Tommy and Dumbo.
Absolute classic.
All right. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to forward promote.
It's not even remotely close.
I can tell the audience I'm going to forward promote something coming up next segment, and then you guys, we're not going to do it.
Well, hey, you know
I don't
want
to lie to the audience.
You know what is coming up?
What?
Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Well, not for another two segments.
But I know, but you can do a little pre-sell.
Okay. Thank you, Chris. That will be coming up later. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
One of them thinks cooking is cool. The other thinks white tube socks are. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Turn down for what? Good tune. Now Chris is getting into the groove.
Who's this?
I'm gone brain dead. I own this song on my phone. I can't remember. Help me out.
Lil?
Not Lil Nas. Lil
Nicky?
Well, I could just look it up. I have it on my phone right
now.
Lil
Jon.
Lil Jon.
Oh.
They used to play this game, the Texans games, when J.J. Watt comes, when the defense
comes.
Yeah,
you're right.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I know. One Lil Jon.
Yeah.
Robin Hood.
So, a little bit of breaking news here.
Yeah. Elizabethan Fire Chief Barry Carrier says Dale Earnhardt Jr. and his wife were on the plane that crashed at the airport this afternoon in Tennessee. They were not injured. It is a horrific picture. I'm going to retweet the story. But I guess emergency crews respond to a plane crash. Airport manager Dan Kogan says a private plane ran off the end of the runway and caught fire, but all passengers got out of the plane. They're okay. Wow.
That's good. It looks like a pretty good-sized private jet and just get consumed in flames afterward after they got off. That could have been really bad. All right. 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Don't forget, we got Wikipedia coming up in about 10 minutes. It's a Mario video game?
Mario
trivia? That's going to be a toughie. We'll see how you do on that. And then Rick Harrell will be with us at 5 o'clock. And in case you all missed it earlier today, we had a conversation with Adam Fisher from the Naples Daily News regarding the referee's work stoppage in Lee County High School football. We're going to replay that. I know a lot of parents getting off work, they want to hear that conversation and what is on and what is off. A lot of confusion. We'll do all that as that continues. I do have a list, you two.
I love lists. Where's my list?
This would be a perfect time to do it. Get us back on the sports bandwagon after you two derailed the
show. And I just found another list, too. That has to do with you, kind of your, in relation to your list.
Do you even know what my list is?
Well, I know it has to do with college football, right?
Yeah.
Okay, this one. And
this is from ESPN. This is college football's 15 most exciting players not named Tua or Trevor.
Okay, and after that, I have the best traditions in college football list according to Sports Illustrated.
All right, let's do rapid fire. I think we can get this done. Get some actual work done here.
You guys want to go back and forth with your list?
That would be confusing.
Yeah. Let's go.
Do 10, he does 10.
I only have 10.
I only have 15 total. Bad idea.
That math doesn't check out.
The number one player on this list is of the 15 most exciting players heading into the 2019 college football season.
Wait.
We're never going to get
Do you want me to go 15 to 1 or just start at the top?
Are we going 15 to 1?
Yeah.
Okay, I got a guess for number one, but I'll hold off. Jerry Jeudy.
At number 15, Deion Jackson, running back and kick returner at Duke. We'll just scratch that off the list.
Duke.
Chase Young, defensive end at the Ohio State.
I thought Duke beats Alabama.
Grant Delpit, safety at LSU, is number 13.
Stud. Straight stud.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Ed Orgeron says he can really play the game of football.
Tylan Wallace, wide receiver at Oklahoma State.
Every time you do Ed, you have to always end in what? Go Tigers.
Go Tigers. And that's not G-O. That's G-E-A-U.
X.
Go.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Number 11, Isaiah Wright, wide receiver at Temple. I'll take your word for it. DeAndre Swift, running back at Georgia, cracks the top 10.
He's excellent.
Number 9.
Excellent.
Khalil Tate, quarterback, Arizona. I'm calling BS on this. He's on this list every year. When is he going to graduate, for God's sakes?
Stop it.
Every year he's on this list.
The Pac-12.
Underproduces.
The Pac-12. Don't even mention it.
Number 8, De'Eric King, quarterback, Houston. That's D'Eriq. It's an interesting way to spell De'Eric. Yep. Number 7, and this is one I'm going to be very intrigued by this year, Mr. Jalen Hurts for Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. Get used to it.
Not even a starter.
That's not true.
He's not the starter right now. There is no starter in Norman.
No,
look
he
it
he's
up.
Not going to name because he said he's not going to name it.
That's
until
coach
the
speak.
Week before. Yeah.
Sorry,
it's just.
I remember a very similar situation happening last year in Tuscaloosa. And he wasn't the starter.
Mm-hmm. At number 6, Laviska Shenault Jr., wide receiver, Colorado. Number 5, Travis Etienne, running back, Clemson.
I would have put him higher on the list.
Yeah. All right, we're down to the final four. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Ross, wide receiver, Clemson. I mean, you could put all the receivers from Alabama and Clemson. They're both loaded. Justin Ross?
Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Transfer?
Nope. Dabo went into the state and got him out of high school.
Number 3, the most exciting player to watch in the upcoming college football season, not named Tua or Trevor, Jonathan Taylor, running back, Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
Number 2.
Is anything associated with Wisconsin football exciting?
Running backs are.
They're offensive linemen.
Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson.
For a year. Okay.
Dane? How many great running backs
He wasn't even exciting when he was with the Badgers.
Number 2.
Melvin Gordon was blah.
On the list. Number 2. Jerry Jeudy,
James
wide
White.
Receiver, Alabama.
How is he not number 1?
Because. Not
guy's a top 5 draft pick next year.
Number 2.
because the number one most exciting player for the upcoming 2019 season, according to Edward Aschoff, ESPN staff writer, not named Tua or Trevor, Rondell Moore, wide receiver, Purdue.
Yes!
Purdue? Purdue doesn't do wide receivers.
Sure they do. So they beat Ohio State.
One example.
Huh?
One example of a Purdue wide receiver.
I can't even think of it right now.
I can go some quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Drew Brees.
But not only Drew Brees, Kyle Orton.
Give me a wide receiver. Oh, you're asking.
I'm saying, give me a Purdue wide receiver.
I can't. All right, Pete, speed round. Your top 10. What do you got?
Best traditions in college football, according to Sports Illustrated. Top 10. Number 10 is the turnover chain in Miami.
It's not a tradition.
It is now.
Yeah, it is. Number 9, marching in the Army-Navy game. Okay.
I like it.
Got to have more cowbells. Number 8 from Mississippi State.
Start Vegas.
Number 7, country roads in West Virginia.
What?
Number 6, the 12th man at Texas A&M.
That's pretty cool.
Yes. I would put that higher.
Number 5, Toomer's Corner in Auburn.
Not anymore.
Used to be before Van Dyke or whatever his name is.
Whoops. Yep. Harvey.
Harvey Dyke?
Van Dyke.
Van Dyke.
Yeah. 4, Ralphie's Run at Colorado. Mm.
That's the Buffalo.
Yeah. I got it.
Yeah.
Second day in a row he's been brought up on this program.
What about Howard's Rock at Clemson?
Hang on.
Oh, okay.
It's not a tradition. It's an inanimate object.
Number 3, dotting the I at Ohio State.
Boom!
Oh, number 1's got to be slapping the sign.
Number 2.
Play like a champion
Notre
today.
Dame.
Is Howard's Rock. Clemson.
Oh, that's so lame.
You're going to hate this one for number 1. You're
is it the stupid eagle flying down at Auburn?
No. The Auburn is Toomer's Corner. That was number five.
That's
number 1 is the Sooner Schooner at Oklahoma.
That old beat up
Chuck
ride.
Wagon.
Number 1?
Yeah, number 1, according to Sports Illustrated.
I'd have preferred the Rock.
I would have preferred the turnover chain.
Wow. Bobby D says Purdue wide receivers legit. That's the reason they were able to beat Ohio State last year.
I told you. They clobbered them. They
all right,
beat
so
them.
So when
they whipped
I
them.
Google Purdue wide receivers all time, here's the list.
Notre Dame doesn't even make the traditions list.
I know.
Taylor Stubblefield. Sorry?
You okay?
Play with the 49ers? No, I don't.
I'm just making that. Oh, Dustin Keller?
Yeah, I remember him.
Barely.
And that's the only one I recognize.
That's it.
Vinny Sutherland?
Factory. Who?
Vinny Sutherland?
That's enough Purdue talk for today.
Mark Jackson?
Can we move on?
A lot of Mark Jacksons.
Mark Jackson plays basketball.
Yeah, a lot of Mark Jacksons.
And now broadcasts it and used to coach it. Multiple threat. All right.
Where did he go to school?
Who, Mark Jackson?
Yeah.
Which Mark Jackson? Mark Jackson?
The basketball player?
St. John's?
St. John's?
St. Johnny's.
Yeah.
I don't know. Don't look at me like that.
Rookie of the year.
Asking a question.
When the Knicks were relevant.
All right. $20 on the line. It's time to play Wikipedia. Mario Game Trivia is the topic today. So if you don't know anything about video games.
He's Italian, Pete.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, he is.
I know. Mario and Luigi.
Yeah, Chief Osceola not on that list.
That's a great tradition.
It's a bad list.
Putting the flaming
thank you,
spear
Shulers.
Into the ground. I like that. It's nice. All right, caller number 9, 239-337, ESPN, 239-337-3776. If you want to play, looking for caller number 9, Stump Pete, Wikipedia, Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN, and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Think you got what it takes to stump the Shep? Shooter shoot. And here's your shot. It's Wikipedia. Brought to you by Moe's Southwest Grill. Moe's caters draft parties, tailgate parties, retirement, and office parties. We cater any event. Wheel Southwest delivered. Visit Moe's.com/catering or call 239-384-3387. Welcome to Moe's Catering.
All right, here we go. Caller number 9 is Brandon in the Cape. We welcome him aboard. Brandon, how are you, sir?
Hey, Brandon.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How are you?
Fantastic, good. Fantastic. How old are you, Brandon?
I am 34.
All right. Mm. Are you old enough to remember Mario video games?
I played a lot of Mario video games when I was a kid.
Excellent.
Me too.
What do you do for a living, Brandon?
I work for a technology research and consulting firm.
All right. Whoa. Pete, you're in trouble. He's a smart guy with Mario experience. You're doomed. No. All right.
I'm a dumb guy with semi-Mario experience.
All right. First one to three correct answers is the winner. We'll start with Brandon. Brandon, question number 1 is, what does Mario jump on after completing a level?
A flagpole.
Yes!
Yes.
All right, a 1-0 lead. Pete Shepard, yo, your first question.
Yep.
In which video game did Mario first appear?
I remember this one, and I hated this game, and I spent way too much money on it. Donkey Kong.
Yes.
Why do you hate Donkey Kong? I don't know. I could never get past, like, level 5.
You're weak. All right, Brandon.
Thanks.
Your next question.
Got to level 5.
What is the name of the princess who Mario repeatedly stops Bowser from kidnapping?
I believe that's Princess Peach.
Yes! Yep. He is on fire. A 2-1 lead over Pete Shepard.
I know all these so far, though.
Well, let's see if you know this one.
Probably not.
Nope.
Pete Shepard. Who was the blue Mario lookalike causing mischief in Mario Sunshine?
Oh, jeez. Hang on. Oh, God. Mario Sunshine?
Mario Sunshine! Tick tock!
I'm going to say Dr. Mario.
Incorrect, sir.
Damn it.
Brandon with a chance to steal and the win if he can get this right. Who was the blue Mario lookalike causing mischief in Mario Sunshine?
Ooh. There's going to be a guess. I'm going to say Wario.
Ooh. Bowser Jr. is what we're looking for here.
Bowser Jr. would be
Bowser
the answer
Jr.
there.
Wow.
All right. Brandon, it's still your question, still your chance to win outright. Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
What is the name of the purple and yellow Mario lookalike appearing for the first time in the 1992 Game Boy game Super Mario Land 2?
Ooh. Is that one Wario?
Yes! Yes!
See, that's why you did that.
We are the winner! We are the winner! Good job, Brandon.
Nice job. I would have guessed
Thanks,
that,
Dad.
Too.
All right. I'll put you on hold. Chris will take care of you. Thank you very much, Brandon. Good job.
What else you got?
Good afternoon. Yeah.
Thanks. You too.
Right, you too.
Great job.
See, I wonder if anybody, and Brandon in particular, when he was playing as a young lad, was thinking, man, I better pay a little extra attention to the detail here. I may need this information for a game show someday.
Yeah, that's right.
How about that?
Any more questions? I wouldn't have got Wario the first time, but I would have got it that time.
Okay.
I know you set him
up. I got three left. Let's see if you can do it. What was the name of Mario's dinosaur sidekick?
Yoshi.
I might have even got
that. I loved Yoshi.
Who can jump higher, Mario or Luigi?
Well, that's debatable. If you hit the A button
with
the B button.
No, it's not.
Mario.
Wrong. Why is Luigi better, Chris?
It can jump higher.
Just fact?
Not as fat.
I don't remember.
Did you just come up with it because he's not
as fat?
It's
what the internet said.
I know if you hit... I know they both seemed jump the same distance to me if you hit the buttons right. All right. What else?
What color shells would lock onto your opponent in Mario Kart?
Oh, Mario Kart. Oh, it's just right when I stopped playing it. Mario Kart. What color shells?
Yes. You missed out on one of the greatest games ever.
No, I think I played it. But
Mario Kart was great on N64. Childhood,
God,
right there.
Right there in a nutshell.
That was it, basically.
What color?
You have your secret routes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to take these questions home and ask my son to see how he would do on these.
8 of 8.
Mario Kart.
Yeah, maybe the Bowser.
Say that again. Color shells?
Would lock onto your opponents in Mario Kart.
I'll say green.
Wrong. Green were the ones that just shot. No, blue. Well, blue might have locked on, but red. Red is the answer we're looking for.
Red is the answer. All right. Brandon did a pretty good job.
Yeah, he did.
About it.
Yeah, that was good.
All right, coming up.
Hold on.
We're not early. I mean, we are early. We're not late. I was getting ready to throw it into the segment, thinking, well, we're always running late on this segment, and I have another minute to kill.
By the way, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have shifted to all morning practices next week, Sunday through Wednesday, as they transition from training camp schedule to last week of preseason.
Ooh,
so
big news. Got to avoid those pop-up afternoon thunderstorms.
Yeah.
Although we've been getting more rain in the morning, at least in my house, than in the afternoon.
Yeah,
well, I'm
this
here
morning.
In the afternoon,
rain
so I guess
morning
I don't
on
know
me.
The answer to that question.
All right. Still got another minute. Chris, what are you going to be doing 24 hours from now?
Planning on his crib for his baby girl.
Yeah.
What?
Something propped up under me.
Under or on top of?
Under. No lift.
For those that don't know, I will be solo tomorrow, well, with Rick Church, because Chris is getting his nards snipped, and Pete is playing in, like,
my God,
the
my
Bonita
Ryder
Open.
Cup.
Ryder Cup. I keep calling it the Open.
That's fair.
Ryder Cup.
That's fair.
Yeah.
All right, we're good.
In order of fun, who will have the most fun tomorrow? Probably Pete, number one. Me, number two.
It's a question. When we
Chris,
when,
number
what,
three.
What time are we going to the dentist's office, number three, and me, number four.
7:48 tea time. Let's see. I'm thinking
7:48? See, yeah. I'll at least get to sleep. No, I won't. I have kids.
And that's why you're doing what you're doing.
And hence the vasectomy.
Although your wife did ask you the other day, you sure?
That was last night.
Maybe you want a little baby girl.
I still think there's an outside shot that he doesn't get it.
We'll update our Twin Peaks Twitter poll when we come back.
Not happening.
We'll
not up
rundown.
In here.
Rick Hora will be with us, and we will update everybody before we leave the airwaves on the high school football referee situation here in Lee County. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.